Siv Gimel. Kli Shaneser Mablias Isser, Shanis Ariva Khairan Vaina Nikr. Let's say you have a treifa kli. Kli that was used to cook basar nevela, and that gets mixed in into other kasher kalim, fleshik kalim that were used to cook kasher meat. And it's not nikki, you don't know which is the treifa kli. So the Mechaber says it's batal baroif, the same way if you have a treifa piece of meat. It gets mixed into two kosher pieces of meat, it's batal. Same thing, you have a treifa kli, gets mixed into kosher kalim. They're all mutter. Why would I think it's different? Why should I think it's any different? But a treifa piece of meat gets mixed into kosher pieces of meat, it's batal baroif and I could eat them. Mikra adin, I could eat all the pieces. Min atayra, I could eat all the pieces. So why should I think a keli? The same way the iser meat is batal, the iser kli is batal, and the kasher kalim. What's the chilek? Why should I think it's different? I would have think that it's considered a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Because what's the principle of a, what's the concept of a davar sheyesh lo matirin, like we said the other day? If you have a way of not, you don't have to rely on bittul, so then you don't have to, so don't rely on bittul. So over here, there's a way, you don't have to rely on bittul, just kasher all the kalim. And then it could be mutter without bittul. Waiting alone is not good enough because see, it'll become eina ben yoyme, but it'll still be aser midrabanan. You have a tray for kli and you wait 24 hours, it doesn't become mutter. It becomes an iser derabanan. But you have a way to make it mutter without using bittul. So therefore, that's what I would think you have to do. Kamash Malon, the ain't on the noise of Davar Sheyesh Matirin, the Mechaber says. It doesn't have a din of Davar Sheyesh Matirin. Why not? Explains the Ramah, the Fisha Tzarech Lahoitzir Lavoitzois Lahagiloi, because it costs money to kasher it. V'chol Kayetzbaz or anything similar to this. The idea of a Davar Sheyesh Matirin means that it's going to become mutter by itself without any effort. You're going to have to start spending a lot of money for it to become mutter. That's not called Davar Sheyesh Matirin. If it's going to become mutter without any effort, the Beit Shnal to be yomtiv. Tomorrow it's going to become mutter. So we say, don't rely on bittul. Don't eat it based on bittul, which is not such a good thing. Rather, wait till it becomes mutter bevados, based, you know, because the iser goes. Wait till the iser goes away. But if, in order to get the iser away, it's going to be a tremendous amount of expense, or the other place can say even effort. Even if it's not that expensive to do Hagala, but it's a hard work. So then, that's also called, that wouldn't be in the category of a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. That is the din of the Mechaber and the Ramah. What is the Ramah referring to when he says, V'chein kol kayoytze bezeh? So the Taz explains, the Ramah is referring to a chaticha shalei nimlocha. A chaticha that's not salted. So, and it gets mixed up into other chatichos. So, you'll say, well, why rely on bittul? That's Shema Tirin, just salt all of them. Yeah? So, this is not necessarily. It doesn't just become mutter. You have to put in a lot of effort or a lot of money. Of course, you have to buy the salt and you have to buy the whatever it is to salt it. So, that would be the same idea that it's not considered davar sheyesh lo matirin, and therefore bittul kicks in, bittul works. That is the din of the Mechaber, the Ramah. The emes is, okay, before we get into really, let's assume the Mechaber and the Ramah are correct, okay? And the Taz assumes the Mechaber and the Ramah are correct. It's bittul. Even when something is bittul, you're not out of the woods. In Siman Kuf Tes, we're going to learn soon that if you have a treifa piece of meat that's get mixed up in the kosher pieces, yeah, it's batal. But therefore, could I cook them all together and eat everything together? So maybe min haTorah I could, but mid rabbanan I can't. Mid rabbanan we paskin that you can't eat all three pieces in one shot. Because, you know, it looks like you're eating iser. You're eating one piece at a time, two pieces at a time. So when you're eating what you're eating, you could always be toila and say that, ever, this is not the iser. The iser was the other one. And then when you're going to eat the other piece, you say, oh, the iser was the one that I already ate. And each achila, you're not like eating a vada iser. Again, like we said before, it's not an iser. I mean, atoyer was nepech lias heter. It all turned into heter. You have three kosher pieces. But on the rabbanon level, it kind of I mean, I saw iser piece. There were two pieces of kosher, and now one iser piece fell in. I mean, it doesn't look right. So we can't let you eat all three together. And similarly, it's the same yisoid. You can't cook all three pieces together, and then let's say even eat one piece at a time, because once you cook them together, so every bite you're taking is comprised of all three pieces together. Okay. So midrabanan, at least you can't eat them all together. So even if we're gonna say that the treifa kli was batal in the kosher kalim, we're gonna still have to, says the Taz, we still have to plug in the rule that it says by a treifa piece of meat that got batal in the kosher pieces of meat. Namely that what? That yeah, it's batal, but could I eat all three pieces? No. So same thing with the kalim. If I would cook in all three kalim, if I would cook meat in each kli, and then I mix all the meat together, that's like eating all three pieces of meat together. I can't do that. I have to make sure that I'm never using all the kalim together. I mean, I could use them together, but I can't be eating the food. I can't mix the food that I cooked in all these kalim. I can't mix it together, because then it's like I'm eating all three pieces together, which, again, bittul work, dear. We're agreeing to the mechaber. It's not a davar shesh matirin. Bittul works. Works just fine. But still, I can't eat them all together. So that's what the Taz says. You can't eat them all together. And the Taz says, you can't eat them all together. And what about tomorrow, after 24 hours pass? It's no longer a ben yoyme. Now can I eat them all together? It's ain't a ben yoyme. It's not iser anymore, yeah? Well, mid the rabbanon, it is iser, right? Mid the rabbanon, I still can't eat the ain't a ben... The kli which was iser, I still can't eat that food, let's say lechatchila. So therefore, we're going to tell you, at least lechatchila, even if it's eidah ben yoyme, you can't mix them all together. So this is how the Taz learns. So therefore, the Taz says, practically speaking, if you're not going to kasher, if you have a treif of pat that's mixed into kasher pats, if you're not going to kasher that pat, so what's going to be? The meshach hazman, one time you're going to make a big party, and you're going to be cooking three pats of chicken, and you're going to serve all the chicken together. You're going to want to mix it together. So therefore, he says, if you want to hold on to... There's no time for questions today. We have very little time. Mela, if you want to hold on to the kalim for a long time, says the Taz, you're going to have to kasher them. Right? Because otherwise, you're going to come to use all of them together. But in Inyan, you could use... As long as you're not using them together, you could use all of them right away. It was this battle. You don't even have to wait 24 hours. You don't have to wait till it's ain't a ben yoyme. An iser piece, which doesn't turn pogum when it's nesai of its bottle and I'm allowed to eat it. I just can't eat them together. So the same thing here. The treifa pot is bottle and I could use all of them. I just can't use them together. So there's a kula that I could use all of the pots, but there's also a little chumrah that I can't use all of them together. And that chumrah applies even once, according to the Taz, even once the pot is no longer a ben yoyme. Shach says, wait a minute, not so fast. First of all, 2 points the Shach really makes. Number one, we have to really be done on this mechaber over here, that kashering is not considered a davar shesh matirin because it's a big expense. So therefore, it doesn't really fit into the category of yesh matirin. Yesh matirin means that it becomes mutter without that much effort and without that much expense. Is kashering that much expense to fill up a pot of water and turn on the gas for 25 minutes? It's going to cost you a few dollars. The gas bill will be a dollar more that month. That's called an expense that's going to take away the din of davar shesh lamatirin. Oh. So the Shach says, you know, he thinks that you have to size up each situation. You can't just make a blanket rule that kashering, because it costs money to kasher, it's not considered davar shesh lamatirin. The fact that it costs a few pennies, that won't take it out of the din of davar shesh lamatirin. If it's expensive, if it's a significant cost or a significant tircha, and the tzir would probably be like in Eli's case, that there's a lot of kalim involved, so now it's already, if you're going to kasher all of them, it's going to be either a big expense or at least a big tircha, then already I'll concede, says the Shach, that it's considered davar shesh lamatirin. Otherwise, you're mechuyev to kasher all the kalim. It's not considered a davar shesh, I'm sorry, it is considered davar shesh lamatirin. Kasher all of them. If it's a big expense or a big tircha, so then taket's not going to be considered davar shesh lamatirin, and it will be batal. Now let me deal with the Taz's issue. The Taz's issue was that even when it's batal, you still have to worry about that din of using them all together. So the Shach says, wait a minute. Before I even get to that question, even if it's going to be expensive to kasher, so therefore the kashering won't be considered a davar sheyesh lamatirin, you have to wait 24 hours. What do you do by waiting 24 hours? So like you were saying before, if you wait 24 hours, it becomes only asur midrabbanan. The pat, to a certain degree, I have an iser pat. Forget about the taruvis. I have a tray for pat. Today it's asur to use. Tomorrow, it's only asur to use midrabbanan. Vidai Raisa became mutter the pot. It's Ein Ben Yoyma, the time is pogum. So even though Lemaisa, the pot is still usser, halacha Lemaisa, midrabanan, I can't use the pot, but is it becoming, the degree of isser is going down. It's into a certain, on a certain level, on a Deraisa level, it is becoming mutter. Yeah? So since it's becoming mutter on a Deraisa level, that is called the Yesh Lei Matirin. Without any effort, without any expense, just by waiting 24 hours, the Isser Deraisa is going to go away. So I have to wait for the Isser Deraisa to go away. Can't just say, oh, it was Nizbatel, now I could use all of them. Mitzad the Isser Deraisa, it is a Davar Sheyesh Lei Matirin. Because the Isser Deraisa is going to go away without any effort, without any expense. So therefore, Zichi, you have to wait the 24 hours before anything. You always have to wait the mess less. Then, again, we're assuming that it's a big expense to kasher it. So therefore you wouldn't have to. But to wait 24 hours, you would have to. Then he says, now could you eat all of them together? So now the Shach says, wait a minute. Since you already waited 24 hours, so the time, the iser kli is pogum, which means it won't aser the food b'di'eved. So now we don't really care that you eat them all together. When you were dealing with a trefa piece of meat, so then we didn't want you should cook them all together, because then, and eat them all together, because then you were eating the trefa piece of meat. Yeah? But once you wait until the kli is Eina Ben Yoimai, you don't really have it, at least on a b'di'eved level, you don't really have iser anymore. So therefore, it doesn't even bother us if you use all the kelim together. So on the one hand, he's machmir over the Taz, because the Taz says it's batal right away. Right? And if you want to use the pot separately, you could use them that day, right away. On that, he's machmir. He says, to wait 24 hours, that's for sure considered davar sheyesh lamatirin. To take the iser deraisa away, that comes away without any effort, without any expense, that you have to wait. After you waited, whereas the Taz says even after you waited, you still can't use all the pots together, still can't mix it all together. The Shach says, no, once you already waited 24 hours, I don't care so much that you're mixing it all together. And therefore, you can. So that's the machloikas between the Shach and Taz on this topic. The Shach quotes an opinion that says, is clear so far? Yeah. We gave the example that you had the treifa kli was you cooked the nevela on it, and it got mixed up into other kosher fleishig kelim. Yeah. What happens when you have a milchig? And this might even be more common. What happens when you have a milchig kli that gets mixed into fleishig kelim?
Much bigger problem. Because when you cook in that pot, you make dove. The actual cooking in that pot becomes a deraisa.
The act of cooking.
When you cook Isser,
eating is also an Isser deraisa. We said it's batal. I mean, deraisa, it's batal. It's not. It doesn't have that status.
Here's not even double shish material. Here's no Isser to start with, really. Because
so it's better or worse? Now you're backtracking. Oh. It
should be worse.
So the Shach quotes an opinion from the Marib and Leiv, and this also how one of the other big poskim, the Prichadish Paskins. And in such a case, it can't be bottled. The milchig kli can't be bottled amongst the fleishig kelim. Why? Because theoretically at least, you could figure out which is the milchiga kli by having someone taste, boil a pot of water, dip in each kli, and you'll see, is there a milk taste coming out or a meat taste coming out? What?
I wouldn't be able to taste that.
We assume it's menoisin tam. That's the whole reason why things make things usher, is because there's a taste coming out of it. If you can't discern the taste, api halacha, you could ignore. That's how we paskin be'ikr, like that shita. It doesn't have to be a taste that's discernible only for an expert. It has to be a taste that an average Joe could pick up. Yeah? So it's not really, I mean, you can't figure out which is the milchiga kli, because by looking you can't figure out. But there's ways to figure out. If there's ways to figure out, it's not really mixed. If it's not really mixed, it can't be bottled. So the Pri Chadash is, what the Pri Chadash is saying over here is that such a type of a case is not a valid taruvus. It's not a mixture. If it's not a taruvus, you can't have bittel. Forget about davar sheyesh lo matirin. It's nothing to do with davar sheyesh lo matirin. The reason why bittel doesn't work here is not because of davar sheyesh lo matirin. It's because it's not a taruvus. When I have three pieces of meat, and two are labeled Rabashkins, and one is labeled Tyson's chicken. I think it's one of the biggest chicken companies in the world. Yeah. So then, it's not bottled in the other two.
Oh, you just throw it out.
You know which is the trefa piece. You know it's not mixed in. It's not gonna. They don't all become all kosher. So even if by looking at it at a first glance, you also can tell, says the Pri Chadash. But if they have different tastes, and you could figure it out. So then, it's also not a good taruvus. And the Shach and Tazel and the Poiskim disagree to that. We assume that there's no way to tell by looking. Yeah, the fact that it could taste different. So what are you going to ask a goy to taste it? We don't really rely on a goy, and that's not called. It's still considered a taruvus. It's still mixed together. So I can't tell which is the milchiga kli. It's mixed together, and therefore the same rule. What's the same rule? It's bottle in the other kalim. Again, you have to always judge if it's davar sheyesh lo matirin to kasher it. Yeah, koin teshach got to wait 24 hours regardless, and even then you might have to kasher it if it's not such a big expense. If it is a big expense, so you wait 24 hours. After 24 hours, you could eat it. You could use them, and according to the Taz, even then you can't use them all together. And according to the Shach, you could use it together. Okay. So that is because you already waited 24 hours. So it's not really Isser anyway, b'diyevet. And the Taz says no. It's still also l'chatchila, even after you wait 24 hours. So that's the machlokes between the Shach and Taz. Whether or not, if a klishol Isser gets mixed into a klishol heter, whether or not, you have to be done whether or not it's considered davar sheyesh lo matirin. You have to wait 24 hours. Or it could be bottle right away, and whether or not you could use them all together. And then the separate question is, if it's kalim that have different tastes, if it's a milchiga kli and freshiga kalim, so then according to some, the bittel doesn't work at all. But we paskin that the bittel does work. But again, you still have to make sure that there's no issue of davar sheyesh lo matirin, because if it would be an issue of davar sheyesh lo matirin, so then you'd have to kasher all of them. Yesh Misha Aymer, Deloy, yeah. No, we finished the halachas of it. There's pilpul, there's some more pilpul involved over here, but that's the din. There's some more pilpul involved in this halacha, but that's the din. Yeah, the din with the reasons. We discussed all the din with all the reasons. Yesh Misha Aymer. Yesh Misha Oimer, the Loi Shayich. I just got a text that someone's having surgery. David Aryeh Ben Shendel Tema, so whatever the schuss of some of the learning should be. Okay? Yesh Misha Oimer, the Loi Shayich, Davar, Sheyesh Lematir, and Hecha Shamaycha Meskalko. If the food's going to get ruined by the time you wait till it's going to become mutter by itself, the food's going to get ruined, it's not called Davar Sheyesh Lematir. Huh? However long if the food's going to get ruined by then, right? Chadash is considered davar sheyesh lo matirin. You know what chadash is? That new tvua. You have to wait from the tvua. You have to wait till Pesach passes, and then the tvua becomes mutter. Every season, it's only the old tvua from the previous season is considered his mutter to eat. That's called yashan. So chassidim, there's different. Maybe we'll come to it towards the end of Hilchos Arus. We'll talk more about this. Where the chassidim are not makbid to be careful about yashan. At least traditionally, we were not machmer about it. And the different heterim, the three heterim, not there, but quotes. Three heterim. Why we're not so careful about it. The minig is not to be careful about yashan. But it's a din deraisa. So that's a classic davar sheyesh lematirin, because let's say you have some tua which is chadash and it got mixed into yashan tua. Well, you say you just wait till, you're not going to lose anything. Just wait till after, wait till Pesach, and then it's going to be going to become mutter. But if you have a brownie bar and you're going to wait 3 months, you're going to wait 2 months till. So then it's going to lose. Yeah, so if it's a Meichel, it's going to be Meskalkel, so then it's not considered Dav Sheshna Matirin. Okay? Part of Dav Sheshna Matirin ain't a bottle. This, that Dav Sheshna Matirin is not bottle. Hainu Dafke Imha Yisr Be'en. Oishi Yisr Dainu Mashas Yisr Be'taruvis. That's only if you have the Isr is mixed. The Isr is Be'en. Is the Mashas of the Isr is in the Taruvis. Avol Taimai Bottle. If it's just the taste of the Isser gets mixed in with other kosher food, so then it doesn't have a chum of a davashish lamatirin, and it's not bottled, then it will be bottled b'shishim. It's just the tam of the davashish lamatirin. So what do we mean over here by, what does tam mean? Ramah made a kula over here. Ramah said that tam, if it's just tam, it's bottled. Doesn't have the chumrah of davashish lamatirin. Let's say you have a beitz shnol to be yamtiv, yeah? When you're dealing with the beitz, the gufa beitz gets mixed into other beitzim, or the mamish of the beitz, let's say even if it's scrambled, but it's the liquid of the beitz itself gets mixed in, so then it's not batal. But if it's just the taste of the beitz that was cooked with something, with other foods, so then it's going to be batal. Well, if it's cooked with potatoes, it's anyway going to be batal, because the chumrah of shemayim doesn't apply by min b'shein emina. But even if it's cooked with min b'minai, it's still going to be batal, because the chumrah, according to the Ramah, the chumrah does not apply to the tam of a davar shemayim. It only applies to the iser itself, to the mamish of the iser, the be'en.
We know that from when we burn up the wood. Just like by the wood, once we burn up the wood, we lose
it. It's a little bit of a different vibe. It's called
broken down to nothing, basically.
Mikli kalli sur means you're using it only after. Maybe we'll come back to that. I just want to. We don't have a lot of time. I want to try to cover as much of the siman as I could. So that's the din of the Ramah. The Shach disagrees. The Shach says that what's the whole reason why the Shach material is not bottle? He said two reasons. What was Rashi's reason? Rashi's reason was that because you have a way out, a way that it's going to become mutter without having to rely on bittel, so wait till it becomes mutter by itself. Okay? So what's the difference if it's what you're trying to be mevatel is the guf ha'isser or tam of the isser? Who cares? What's the difference to us? Point is, we'd rather you don't rely on bittel, because because if you wait a little bit, you won't have to rely on bittel. So we'd rather become mutter without having to rely on bittel. So what's the difference if we're relying on bittel to be mevatel, the mamish of the food, or we're just trying to be mevatel, the plato of the food? No difference. Therefore, the Shach says, even if all you're dealing with is the plato, plato means, let's say I made a neder, I'm not going to eat a piece of meat. So a neder is also considered davar sheyesh lamatirin, because it's a mitzvah to go to the Rav and ask the Rav to be matir neder. So you could undo it. So if this piece gets mixed into other meat, it's lay batal, because it's davar sheyesh lamatirin. So even if, let's say, this meat fell into the other meat, and I took it out, I recognized and I took it out, I'm only dealing with the plata. Plata means the blia, the taste that left and got absorbed into the other pieces. Afalpikain, it's going to be, so according to the, says the Shach, even in such a type of a thing, meaning there's mamish, no mamish of the Yisr, it's just the Plata, even in such a case, it's not going to be bottled. You still have to be mavatal the Plata, right? Still asks up to Shishim, that's the halacha, right? When up to, in a regular case, Issa falls in, I take it out, just because I took out the Isser doesn't mean the heter is mutter. I still have to have shishim against the tam that's coming out, the plata, right? So if I have to be mevatel the plata, if it's a darvish shishim materin, I don't want to rely on the bittel.
Even after 16, you still don't want to rely.
Yeah, because, no, yeah. If it's a regular Isser, it's bottled in shishim. But because of shishim materin, we're not, even shishim won't be enough. Yeah? Right. That's the shach's taina. And he brings a bunch of proofs. The Taz says that the halacha, it's going to be a difference if we're dealing with the, and the Shach also says it, but for a little bit of a different reason. It's going to be a difference if you're dealing, if it's just the taste of the food, or the food itself dissolved into the tafshel. Either case, because you don't see the food, right? In either case, you don't see the food. So to say that the food is be'en, in both cases, it's not be'en. Right? One case, you took the food out and you just have the plata coming out of it, the taste coming out of it. In one case, the food dissolved. Right? So you don't see it. But the Taz tain is that there's a difference in the halacha. Why? Because the Taz has a big, big chiddush that by min b'minoi, if the iser is not there, it's just the plata, you don't need bittel b'chlau.
Even roif.
Min ha-Torah, you don't even need roif. You don't need bittel. You know, we were always assuming that if it's min b'minoi, in ha-Torah you need roif, and in Rabbani you need shishim. Right? That's how we explained it in Siman Tzadik Ches. So now there comes the Shach, and it comes the Taz, and he says, well, wait a minute. Min b'mino, you need roif only when the gufa iser is inside the taruvas. If the gufa iser is there, even if it was nimayach, even if it dissolved, but the iser is there, then you need to be mevatel it. Now, you don't need shishim. Midaraisa, you don't need shishim, because there's no nesinas tam. So midaraisa is batal b'roif, and only midarabonan, you need shishim, atu min b'shein amino. But midaraisa, you only need roif, but you need roif because the iser is there, so you need to be mevatel it. Masha enkein, if you took out the iser, so you only have the taste. So he says, if you're talking about mimishein aminai, so then the taste is something significant because it's going to give a taste into the food. So the Torah says you have to be mevatel it. But if it's min b'minai, if the gufa iser is not there and it's not giving a taste, there is no iser in this taruvus now. There's no mitzias of iser in my teruvus. If I'm cooking a pot of kosher meat and nevela meat fell in and I took out that nevela meat, according to the Taz's understanding, I do not have any chefts of iser inside my kdeira now. The gufa iser I took out and the plate is irrelevant. What, tam ki iker? It is important. That means when it's giving a tam, that's when it's min b'she'en aminoi, there is significance to the tam. But in the case of min b'minoi, the plate is irrelevant. So it comes out that if it's only plate, I don't have a chefetz of iser in my kdeira. If I don't have a chefetz of iser in my kdeira, I don't bechlal need to come on to bittel. So who cares that it's a darvish shesh l'matirin? Darvish shesh l'matirin just tells me what? That bittel doesn't want to work in such a case. But I don't need bittel. There's no iser in my pot. Masha'enki, when the iser is there, it just got dissolved. Now there is iser. Now I do need bittel. Yeah, midaraisa, I only need bittel b'roi, but I need bittel now. Oh, because I need bittel, since it's darshan matirin, bittel doesn't work. So Taz has a chiddush that, again, in principle, he agrees to the shach that what? That if it's a darshan matirin, I don't care what form the iser is there, bittel shouldn't work. But he's pointing out that if you're talking about the plata by min b'minoi, if you took out the iser, and again, we're talking about min b'minoi because the whole chum of darvish shematirin is only by min b'minoi, yeah? So if you're talking about only the pleita, you don't have chefsa shel iser here. If you don't have chefsa shel iser, you don't need to come on to bittul. So therefore, it doesn't bother me. The fact that it's a shel matirin is irrelevant. Therefore, it's mutter. If the guf iser is there, it's just nimayach. If the guf iser is there, now I need to come on to bittul. So because it's a davish shel matirin, I don't care that I don't see the iser, that the iser was nimayach. Because davish shel matirin, it's not going to be batal. What? Now we don't agree to the yisoid of the taz that when you only have pleita, you don't need bittul. But we do paskin to this chiluk that there's a difference in the halacha. If the gufa iser is there, but it's nimayach, versus a case that it's only pleita. By only pleita, we paskin like the Ramah. So I'm saying how the Alter Rebbe is noita in Hilchos Yontif. If it's only pleita, then we pass on like the Ramah that the Chumrah Darshan Matirin doesn't apply. Mashenkin, if the Guf Iser is there, but it's Nimayach, so then already we're Machmir that it's not going to be Batal. Again, it's not for the same reason of the Taz, but now we have the Din of Tam. Now there's one more Din. Sounds similar at first glance, it sounds similar to Tam, but it's different. And that is Balua. The next thing the Ramah says, that we don't say the Chumrah of Davish Eishna Matirin only by Isser Machmas Atzmai, not by Isser Balua. The same thing we said by Chadichah Rodeskabe, that the Chumrah only applies to Isser Machmas Atzmai, the steak of Isser in kosher steaks. But if it's a kosher steak that was cooked with Isser, so it's Isser Balua, doesn't apply. So the Ramah says same thing when it comes to Davish Eishna Matirin. Davish Eishna Matirin only applies to the Isser itself. The Isser itself is Davish Eishna Matirin. Then the Beitza Shnal Dabiyamtiv, the Beitza itself is going to become mutter tomorrow, yeah? So this Beitza has the Chumrah that it's not going to be batal. Make an edder, I'm not going to eat this piece of meat. So this piece of meat has the Chumrah that it's not going to be batal. But if I cook this piece of meat, mashal with a potato, now this potato becomes aser because of my nether. Not the mashahu, it's mimashay nemina. You know, the potato became aser because it actually has a taste of my meat. So my nether not to eat the meat applies to this potato. Because this potato has a taste of meat. Yeah? Now this potato gets mixed into other potatoes. Could this potato be batal in the other potatoes? Let's say I have 100 other potatoes. Do we say it's a davish eishna matirin, so therefore it's not batal? This potato and the other potatoes, not going to be batal afilo ba'alef, or do we say no? This potato is be'etzem mutter. It has iser inside of it, so therefore, so the Ramah says no. The chumrah of davish eishna matirin doesn't apply in this case. And the shach says, doesn't make any sense. What's the logic here? What the whole chumrah of davish eishna matirin is what? I'd rather not rely on bittul if I don't have to. This potato, I want to know, I want to eat these potatoes. This potato that had a taste of my basar, which was asr to meat to a net by a neder. So this iser potato got mixed into kosher potatoes. I want to be able to eat these potatoes. Yeah? Either I could eat it today based on bittul, or I could go to a rav, be mater my neder, and I would be able to eat it not based on bittul. Makes a difference to me. Why the potato is usher, that it makes a difference if I made an eder not to eat the potato or if I made the eder not to eat the meat that's inside the potato. It was a chilek. I want to eat these potatoes. I have a way of being allowed to eat these potatoes without using bittul. So that's the principle that Shematirin teaches me, that I have to go to the Rav and be mater neder, and then I'll be allowed to eat the potatoes without using bittul. Here, if it's potatoes, asr machmas atzmai, or it's a iser balua, you understand the principle? So that's how the Shach disagrees to this halacha also of the Ramah. But then he says, wait a minute. When did the Ramah say his din? The example I gave, the Shach makes a lot of sense. Because, I'm sorry, the example I gave, the Ramah makes more sense than the Shach. Because the example I gave is I made a neder not to eat meat, and then the meat was cooked with potatoes. So therefore, I shouldn't be allowed to eat the potato, yeah? Now this potato got mixed into other potatoes. So what do they make the neder on? What's the darvash eishem matirin? The meat. If the meat gets mixed with potatoes, is it batal in the potatoes? It is batal. So the whole chumrah of darvash eishem matirin doesn't apply to gabi the potatoes. If my iser, if the neder was on the meat, so yeah, the meat is a darvash eishem matirin. But what was it nisariv in? It was nisariv with potatoes. It went into a potato, and this potato got mixed into potatoes. I want to be matir potatoes. So the chumrah of darvash eishem matirin does not carry over to potatoes if the iser was on the meat. Yeah? So the Ramah makes more sense in this type of a case. If it would be the other way that I make an ed, I'm not going to eat meat. And I cook that meat with kosher, I make an ed, I'm not going to eat this piece of meat. Yeah? And I cook this meat with other meat, and then that meat gets mixed into to kosher meat. So then already, shach maybe makes sense. Now what? Who cares if it's the meat itself or if it's the taste of meat inside the meat? Safkosaf is a davashesh matirin. So therefore it shouldn't be batal b'mina. But in the case that the iser is mimba she'ein mina with the heter that it got mixed with, why should it? So lamaisa, you have three shittas. There's three shittas. The shita of, we'll call it the way the Shachan, because the Kesef says, this is the shita of the iser v'heter. Shita of the iser v'heter says that it depends. By balua, it depends. If the iser habalua is mim b'minoi with the heter that it got mixed with the second heter, so then it could have the chumrah of davar sheyesh lematirin, and it won't be batal. Masha'en kein, if the iser habalua is mim b'she'enoi minoi with the heter that it gets mixed into, like the example of the neder of the meat that was cooked with potatoes, and then that potato gets mixed into other potatoes, so the iser, meaning the meat, is mim b'she'enoi minoi with the potatoes, so then it won't have the chumrah of davar sheyesh lematirin. That's the shita of the iser v'heter. That when the iser habalua is mim b'minoi with the heter, we do have the chumrah of davar sheyesh lematirin. When it's mim b'she'enoi minoi with the heter, then we don't have the chumrah of davar sheyesh lematirin. Then you have to the other extreme, then that's the middle one. And the Ramah, at least the way the Shach understands the Ramah learns that even if the balua, the Ramah is trying to say that balua never has a din of davar sheyesh lematirin. Even if the balua, the iser habalua is mim b'minoi with the second heter, it still won't be batal. It still will be batal. It won't have the chumrah of davar sheyesh lematirin. And the Shach says he thinks that even if the iser habalua is mim b'she'enoi minoi, even the example of the potatoes, it won't be batal. Why? Because like we explained it when we were saying it originally, I want to eat potatoes now. I want to know, is this potato, I'm being done on the potatoes, I'm not being done on the meat anymore. I want to know if I can eat these potatoes. So this potato is mim b'minoi with the other potatoes. So therefore, even though what made this potato aser is mim b'she'enoi minoi with the potatoes, so geit minishtan, bittel can't work. So those are the three shittas when it comes to balua.